This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His support in all our matters. We send peace and blessings upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My brothers and sisters, welcome to Juma Khutbah Summary. The topic of today's khutbah in Dubai is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the trait of a true believer. Yes, indeed, a true slave of Allah, a true believer in Allah, the one who has sincere faith in Allah Almighty, he is always grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will always be in a state of contentment. Why? Because he's grateful. He always glorifies, praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why shouldn't we glorify and praise Allah? Why shouldn't we be thankful to Allah when He has given us so much, so many things, countless blessings and favors that He has given? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you and I were to count the favors, the bounties, the blessings of Allah, we will never be able to count them. My brothers and sisters, it is the command of Allah Almighty to be grateful. Allah Almighty says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me so that I will remember you. And be grateful to me and do not deny me. Subhanallah, being grateful is something that is so much needed for a person to be at calm, to be at peace, to be satisfied, to be at the state of joy and contentment. Because those people who are ungrateful, who are inconsiderate for the favors, for the blessings that are there within them and around them, they will always be unhappy. They will always celebrate sadness. But then on the contrary, those people who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those people who acknowledge the favors and the blessings of Allah, those people who are in true awe to Allah Almighty, in a way that they always have sense of gratitude towards their creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they'll always be happy. They'll always understand the situation, whether it is in prosperity or in adversity, whether they are in peace or they are in pain, they will always celebrate greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something which is very much needed. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he manifested his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of his worship. People used to ask him, you know, why do you pray so much? Why do you put so much of struggle and effort when Allah Almighty has forgiven your past, present and the future sins? He said something wonderful which should stay in our minds and hearts and lives, my brothers and sisters. He says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shouldn't I be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the favors that He has given me? So my brothers and sisters, focus on favors, you'll be happy. Celebrate the goodness that Allah has provided you. Yes, we understand that we do go through situations that are tough, trials, troubles, problems, challenges. But then the true believer, he comes out from that by this mindfulness that he has to say Alhamdulillah in all situations. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us develop this trait of gratefulness, to show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the creation. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and goodness to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah Almighty to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to help and protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah Almighty to shower His blessings and mercy and peace to all the Muslims across the globe. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. Wa akhiru da'awana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.